All right, guys, Brand Stevens here. This is going to be a completely different style episode of Down in the DMs, and this audio file is probably going to be one of my more epic ones. So you might want to listen, re-listen, and then listen again, because this is where I kind of really differentiate myself from other marketers in the pack. Now, this is the thing. Most marketers, most social media marketers and people running advertising agencies will tell you straight up that they focus on direct response, they focus on immediate leads, every single thing they put out, they're trying to get a conversion on, they're trying to get a lead, a sale, and that's all they focus on. One of the things I learned, and that I am 1000% dead set in my mind, body, aura, energy, soul, everything in marketing, is the idea that marketing is not 100% based on give me, I'm going to put out this piece of advertising and you're going to buy immediately. I believe it's an art. I believe marketing is a perfect mix, a perfect blend of entertainment, education, and engagement. I believe is the perfect blend of entertaining content, engaging content, and educational content. What do I mean by that? I want to explain something to you. Some of the companies that grew extremely big, some of the companies that grew the fastest, and I'll give you a great example, the Dollar Beard Club. Oh my God. You know how they grew so fast? You know how everyone knows about them? It wasn't because of their product. It was because of their viral videos and their marketing campaigns. He was a video maker first. He knew how to do videos first, and then he learned marketing, and then he learned more about the business side of stuff. My mentor once told me, right? My mentor, who I saw do a multi-million dollar deal in front of me in his own custom-built office, right? So, like, I know it's real. He told me, every business is a marketing business first / whatever they do second. A marketing agency first / whatever they do second. The owner of the business should learn marketing as the top way themselves to then support whatever they do, right? Marketing is the lifeblood of any business. He told me straight up, they weren't just a wood shop. They didn't just create teeny houses or cottages or sheds or all that stuff. What he did was, he's like, we are a marketers first, builders second. And the reason he had that philosophy, that mindset, was because he knew that the growth of any business, the sales of any business, all of that is completely depends on the attention of any business at any given time, and how qualified that attention is, and how engaging that is, and how much you stay on top of the mind of your customers. If you are always on your customer's mind when an opportunity arises for them to buy from you, or for someone to help them, they're going to come to you first. So the name of the game is to stay on your customer's mind no matter what. And how you do that is through highly engaging, highly entertaining, and highly educational pieces of content, which is AKA marketing. So it's the whole vibe of attraction marketing in general. People say attraction marketing doesn't work. It's because you don't know how to make it work. It's not, everything should not just be direct response. Therefore, this is why I explain to my customers and my clients, the only way direct response is actually going to work is when you get it to a level that you've already proven the offer, the funnels, and everything works organically, right? When it works organically without you spending a dime, it will work once you start paying for it, okay? But you, rather than lose money right off the bat, rather than waste money on agency, waste yourself trying to figure it out and not know what to do, your whole goal is to nail it organically, nail the offer without spending a dime, nail the funnel, the system, fault, all of it without spending a dime, get it to where you want it, and then you start testing on other platforms. And when you start advertising, you want to personally feel like your business is at a level where this is an investment, not an expense, because you are investing into high quality videos, you are investing into high quality brand engagement, you are investing into entertainment pieces of content that are going to go down as legendary in your consumers' mindsets. That's how you market. And then as a result of the viewership of these videos, as a result of the brand awareness, the education, and people now trusting you, liking you, engaging with you, you will not only be on the top of their mind, you can now, especially if you're using Facebook advertising, use this to retarget your viewers that watched most of the video or that it resonated with the best or the ones that commented. You can now retarget based on this video, just like you can retarget if you're hosting it on a landing page. However you want to do it, you can then retarget, and once you retarget, or once they opt into something, a piece of training content, once they get in there and you have their stuff, you can follow up organically via email, you can follow up via messenger bots, and it doesn't cost you a dime. You can follow up text messages, it doesn't cost you a dime. But the other crucial piece of information here is if you want to run an ad, if you want to run an advertising offer, direct response, then what you can do is once you retarget, you can run that offer to them because they're now familiar with you. They're most likely warm and they're most likely trusting you. So most likely, if they're the correct audience and your perfect customer avatar, they're going to be interested. And at that point, then and only then will they opt in, schedule, book, call, and buy. Okay? It's not just a massive sling stuff at the wall, direct response, try to grab an offer, low quality leads. Marketing is internet real estate. It's an intention play. It's a digital play. Once you start thinking like the Fortune 500 companies and more, once you start thinking like the biggest companies and brands in the world, then you'll start growing like them. All right, guys, if you have any questions, go on over to my group on Facebook, Bulletproof Marketing. All right, that's two words, Bulletproof Marketing. Add yourself, all right? Request access. I will hook you up in that. If you're already in the group and listening to this, you have any questions, drop it in the group. Drop it on my wall. Drop it under this post because I'm going to take this podcast and I'm going to put it in the group itself. So, guys, again, if you are not in the group, go to Bulletproof Marketing on Facebook. You'll love the background, the cover photo. It's Bulletproof space Marketing. You can hit me up on Facebook as well. You'll know who I am. Or you can email me at brandon@digitalrelevancy.com, right? This is not a paid promotion. This is not ads. I'm just telling you, if you have a question, I am here to help. All right, guys, brandon@digitalrelevancy.com. You guys have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.